Blog Talk Radio.
McDonald's and K-Jo, I'm loving it.
You've been here, man. What's crackalating? You're now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. How you gonna sing about love without singing about G-O-D? For God is love. God is love. Yes, sir. God is love. God is love. Today's topic, saying it, but not displaying it. Yeah, a lot of folks gonna be calling him Lord, Lord. But he gonna say, depart from me, I never knew you. And they're gonna be like, you know, we worked miracles in your name, we did this in your name, we prophesied in your name, I never knew you, is what he gonna say. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. Saying it but not displaying it. But before we jump into it, let's open this thing up the right way with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to another broadcast, another Saturday, to come before your presence and before you and your people, Father. I pray that you will come in, send the increase, Father. Let this broadcast go the way you want it to go, Father. We now decrease so that you may increase in us, Father. Have your way in this place. Let your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and I rebuke you in Jesus' name, Father. Let your will be done. Have your way. Water the seed that will be planted this day. Let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I pray, and I thank you. Amen. You be up in here, man. Tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Today's topic, saying it but not displaying it. I want to take this time out now to promote last week's broadcast. I believe that was a very powerful broadcast, man. There's a lot of them that I be liking on here, you know what I'm saying? But last week we had about, six, seven people all on the line and all, you know, giving glory to our Father, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't always on, it wasn't on just Oasis and Genesis, Young G, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was God giving the increase to all his children, man. So I just want to take our time to promote last week's broadcast, Carried or Buried, man. Carried away by the angels or just buried in the ground. You know what I'm saying? Carried to a place of peace or just buried and going to a place of eternal damnation. You know what I'm saying? We was looking at the story of Lazarus and the rich man, and Lazarus was at the rich man's gate and begging and desiring to be fed with the rich man's crumb, and the rich man went thinking about him, and both of them died at the end of their life. It says that Lazarus was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, to heaven or what have you, and the rich man died and was buried, and he woke up and he was in hell. And then he was over there in hell, and we was, you know, picturing, you know, hell being a big garbage bag outside of heaven. You know what I'm saying? Because he was seeing heaven. He was seeing what was going on in heaven, and he was talking to Abraham, wanted Abraham to tell Lazarus. He was not a rich man, was begging for Lazarus just to dip his finger in some water and put it on his tongue. You know what I mean? Because he was in hell, and, you know, they could see. But, hey, that's last week's broadcast, Carried or Buried, man, so y'all make sure y'all check that out, man. You know what I'm saying? If you miss us live, you can always catch us in the archives, man. Woman, children, pass the word when hip hop meets the Christ. We do this thing, man. Your homie Oasis on the line. The call in number 714-202-9959. You know what I'm saying? We up in here, man. Today's topic, saying it, not displaying it. Saying it, not displaying it. And we're going to jump right into it after these messages.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small.
shit drips down and blesses. You don't work, you don't eat. Man, that's a hard lesson. That face got murdered. It had to work to a dead. Ain't nothing for your life. You don't can handle a bed. Stand strong, God first. Every day is a fight. You got to claim yours and hold on real tight. We taking over family. You got the memo. So saving life changes a click. If we got to God, let me off the leash and told me to get some. Very merry Don Frost with our world. Here we come.
Topic, saying it but not displaying it. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis on the line, man. Today's topic, saying it but not displaying it. You know what I mean? Saying Jesus but not displaying Jesus. You know what I mean? Most Christians, they say Jesus but they don't display Jesus. They name his name and may even pray for you, but they won't meet your physical needs if they can. I didn't say all. I said most. Most Christians. You know what I mean? They don't have the actions and activities of God being shown through them. You know what I mean? They don't have the love of God being on display. That's how you see Jesus. You know what I mean? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to myself. I'll draw humans to myself. So many people try to uplift their own name, but we here to lift up the name of Jesus and help out meet the Christ. That's how we do it, man. So we're going to be coming from scriptures, Matthew 15 chapter. I think you go ahead and flip to that. I think that's going to be the first scripture, Matthew 15 chapter, verse 8 and verse 9. Then we're going to go to 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 7. So that's Matthew 15 and 9, and then 2 Timothy. The third chapter, we're going to look at verses 1 through 7. You know what I mean? For sure, man. We up in here, man. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, go get it. Shouts out to the homie, man, Don Floss and Mary Mary. But that was Don Floss kicking them lyrics on that track. You know what I mean? Mary Mary, man. Yes, sir. But saying it, but not this. Playing it. Holy Spirit, have your way. Most Christians say Jesus. That's what they do. But they don't display Jesus. Meaning they don't have the actions or activities of God being shown through them by the Holy Spirit, though. Not their own works now. Not your own works. But by the Holy Spirit. It's going to be done by His Spirit. Not by power nor by might, but by His Spirit is how He do. How He does His will through us. You know what I mean? We don't save ourselves. Grace is what brings you here. Grace is what keeps you. Jesus got on the cross and, you know, He died on the cross for all. For us. You know what I mean? Like I said, this is not about religion. This is about relationship with God. This is, you know, God reaching down to save us. You know what I'm saying? God reaching down, providing a way to save us, you know what I'm saying, even though we messed up, you know what I mean, all religions are us reaching up to Him, what we can do, you know what I'm saying, but all we have to do is receive Jesus, get this Jesus, that's all we have to do is receive Jesus the Christ, you know what I mean, so yeah, man, most Christians do things like pray for people, but won't give them their last $5 out of their pocket to get a meal. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They They pray for people. That's some of the stuff they do. It was spiritual. It's so deep and spiritual. They do things like pray for people, but don't give them their last $5 out of their pocket to get a meal. And that's just one thing among many other things that they do. You know what I mean? How about this one? They won't help you out on your bills or your rent if you fall behind 1 or 2 months financially, but will preach, pay your tithes, and will a man rob God on Sunday? Uh-oh. That's right. We up in here. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. DJ Scritchy Scritchy Scratch, bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Like I said, most of these churches, you know what I'm saying, won't help you out. Look at some of these mega churches. Got all that money. Won't help you out on your bills or rent if you fall behind 1 or 2 months financially. You know what I mean? But they be the same ones that preach, will a man rob God on Sunday? You know what I mean? And will preach, pay your tithes. You know what I mean? But won't even help you out. Or how about this one? Let me check. You know what I mean? Y'all need some help, but let me check. Have you been paying your tithes and offering? Let me see how much you done paid and put in here. See, God wasn't like that. Christ was not like that at all. He gave. Just like he still gives. Like I said, he gave his only son. Only begotten son, the most precious that he could ever possess. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. So, let me see. How about it? I got another one. What about having an ATM in the church? Uh-oh. Have an ATM in the church. Well, you got an ATM in the church? Mm-hmm. To pay tithes and offer, huh? But, you know, you come in pulling up in the Bentley and all this, but are you doing anything for your people? You know what I'm saying? Are you doing anything for your people now? That's what I want to know. Yeah, God bless you, make you prosperous and all this stuff like that, or what have you. But you riding up in the Bentley, and how many of your young teenagers at your church that's members, how many of them you help put through college? How about how many single mothers are you? Do you have a program to help the single moms or help even struggling dads or, you know, men and women and stuff like that? Do you have programs in place like that? You know what I'm saying? But do you got to scrutinize and check before we help you pay your rent or your bills? We got to make sure you've been paying your tithes and offering. Time to turn over the tables. You know what I'm saying? Jesus said, my Father's house is a house of prayer for all people. You know what I mean? It's a house of restoration. You know what I mean? People come there. Most people come there to get God. You know what I'm saying? Genuine people, should I say, come there to get God. But I'm going to tell you like this. You don't have to run to the church to get God. Run to the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, but you run to the church to get God, and then folks that's in the church run them off because they got ATMs in their churches, and they look down on you and think they got on the cross. They Holy Ghost Junior, they think they got on the cross and helped Jesus die. They got up there with him, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? My Bible tells me that he got up there and died for the sins of the world. And my Bible also says that if grace saves you, it's grace that keeps you. You know what I'm saying? It's not of our works. So I got another example before we move on. How about a personal favorite of mine? You know what I'm talking about? Talking about most Christians, most folk that name Jesus and they ain't got no works or nothing about it. You know what I mean? Yeah, saying it, not displaying it, just talking. But one of my personal favorite ones, you know what I'm saying? How about one of the personal favorite of mine, you know? They won't let an imperfect thug come to your church, to their church. You know what I'm saying? You won't let an imperfect thug come to your church and get involved. You know what I'm saying? This thug got the heart of God and everything. Lord, Lord. Won't let them come get involved. But let the sissies and the faggots and the gays sing in the choir and be ministers of music. Yep, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. This is your homie Oasis on the line. And I'll repeat that. You know what I'm saying? We talking about today's topic, saying it, not displaying it. You know what I'm talking about? How a lot of Christians, you know, treat folks, how they do things like pray for people but won't actually meet their needs. And, you know, among many other things they're doing. So now we're just looking at a couple of examples of what happens. You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of the ones that follow Christ. So a personal example of mine that I'm talking about right now is how the church won't let an imperfect thug come into your church and get involved, but the imperfect thug got a heart for God now on top of that. But won't let them come to your church and get involved, but you let the sissies and the faggots and the gays sing in the choir and be ministers of music. Matter of fact, they preaching and everything. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. A lot of Christians are not on their way to heaven. Today's topic, saying it but not displaying it. A lot of Christians are not on their way to heaven. They know scriptures, but they don't know Jesus, the Lord of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where you're messing up at, Christians, because this ain't about no religion. You know what I'm saying? This is about being a true follower of Christ, not just wearing a title or name in Christ. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Christians are not on their way to heaven. They know scriptures, but they don't know Jesus, who is the Lord of the scriptures. See, this ain't about knowledge, but it's about knowing God. They say it with their mouth, but they have no heart to match it. You know what I'm saying? Because they make the commandment of God of non-effective. You know what I'm saying? They make the command of God non-effective by doing what men say instead of obeying God, doing what God say. Yeah, saying it with their mouth, but they got no heart to match it. What kind of what? Why some folks that's always running their lip? You know what I'm saying? They say it with their mouth, but have no heart to back it up because they make the commandment of God non-effective by doing what men say. See, they hold what men say, what humans say, what humans teach you. They hold that in higher esteem than what God is saying. And then obeying God. You know what I mean? Doing what God say. But let's jump into the scriptures, man. To these scriptures right quick on them. Let's go to Matthew the 15th chapter, man. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you're tuning in from. We up in here, man. Well, man, children, Matthew 15. And we're going to look at verses number 8 and verse number 9. And right above that, in the latter part of verse 6, this is Matthew 15. The latter part of verse 6 says, thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You know what I'm saying? It says, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips. Yeah, we talking about most Christians right here. You know what I'm saying? The ones that they want to, you know, just say it, but not display it. You know, they want to say Jesus, but they ain't got no actions. They not letting Christ live through them. You know what I'm saying? Showing the love of God. That's how you know a true follower of Christ, show by the love that they show. God is love. You know what I'm saying? But it says in verse 8, Matthew 15, these people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips. Going to church, ushers, everything. You know what I'm saying? All in there. Mm-hmm. Act like you can't be touched and all this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about everybody. I said most. It is some true followers of Christ that's left on the earth, but I am getting on these little fake, you know what I'm saying, fake ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, getting on them. It's just putting on the facade. And that's the spirit of the Lord doing that, man. These people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but they run people off from the church. The last part of verse 8 says, but their heart is far from me. This is what Jesus was saying. Verse 9 says, and in vain they worship me. You know what I'm saying? Because they teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They not teaching God. They teaching what has been handed down to them from some other person. You know what I'm saying? We come before you. With hip-hop meets Christ, we're giving you this word of God, man. You know what I'm saying? What was written? The history book of the whole universe. You know what I mean? The book of all books. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. Like I said, it ain't about knowledge and what you know and all the history and all. It ain't about knowledge, but it's about knowing God. You know what I mean? It's about knowing Jesus, the Lord of the scriptures, man. Let's go to Second Timothy. We're going to get in another scripture right quick, and then we're going to jump into another song in a minute. But let's go to Second Timothy, the third chapter. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. Your homie Oasis on the live, man. You know what I'm saying? Cranking that thing up for the Lord, man. Cranking it up for Jesus, yeah. Ooh, say it again, Jesus. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Jesus. Get this. Jesus. Second Timothy. Chapter number 3. Second Timothy, chapter number 3, verse. Starting at verse 1. Y'all listen carefully, man. This is the word of the Lord. This ain't Oasis coming up there just making up stuff and giving it to you. You know what I'm saying? This is the Bible that's written. You can get into it for yourself. Matter of fact, that's what we always do on Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We encourage everybody to get into the whole word of God for yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the truth. You want to know the truth? Look into the word. God will unlock it, man. You go to him with a true heart, though. You know what I'm saying? He know your motives. Can't fool him. You know what I'm talking about? Second Timothy chapter number 3, verse 1 says, but know this. Know this now, that in the last days, and I know we've been hearing that we've been living in the last days since we was youngsters. In the last days, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times will come. For men or humans will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, this is the word of God, boasters. Okay, for those that are just tuning in, 2 Timothy chapter number 3, starting at verse 1, bring it back, DJ Scratch, scratch on your ones and twos. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, perilous times will come, for humans will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. And that's about the last thing we're going through right now. Right now we're facing, we done seen all this, facing all this, but I just want to put special emphasis on right there. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 says, the last part says, despisers of good. Despise, like we said last weekend, man, some folks just can't stand the truth. Jesus is the truth. So some folks just can't stand Jesus. Despisers of Jesus. Despisers of good. First 4, 2 Timothy chapter number 3 says, traitors, headstrong, can't tell them nothing. I know what I know. I know this knowledge. But do you know God? Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Whew. Man, verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, a form of it, saying it, but denying its power, not displaying it, don't have no actions to back it up. And from such people, you got to turn away from them. You know what I'm saying? From such people, you got to turn away from them. Can't listen, they don't hear nothing. They out for themselves. All these things that was just named in these few verses were just things, you know what I mean, that's immoral, and God created us upright. But we sought out, you know, many schemes, so we became immoral and got the name to blame him, the nerve to blame him. Leave him out of everything, but blame him for everything. What is really going on with the humans? You know what I'm saying? We God's precious creation, man. You know what I'm saying? We look at angels in awe, and angels look at humans in awe. Because Christ didn't die for angels, he died for humans. It's human creation. He got angels to protect his human creation. Yes, we are precious, but look at how we do the one who we are precious to. You know what I'm saying? Got a form of godliness, saying it, but not displaying his power. From such people turn away. Verse 6 says, for of this sort are those who creep into households, they be creeping, and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins. I'm talking about capture. Instead of helping them, you capture them. Loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. Always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See that? What good is you always learning, man, woman, if you never come to the knowledge of the truth? You know what I'm saying? Always learning, always developing, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. The truth, man. The truth shall make you free. Jesus is the truth. The way, the life, yep. But always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know what I'm saying? So be careful. Got to be careful because a lot of folks name him, but they don't obey him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks name him. They're going to be even naming him on when the day, when judgment day come. They're going to be saying, calling him Lord. He's going to be like, I don't know you. I don't know you, shall I? And these are the folks that have been, you know, these are the good religious folks. Now, I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, the sinners on the streets and that want to be right and all this stuff like that. I'm talking about the folks that think they already. The Holy Ghost Junior folks that think they got on the cross and died for themselves. You got to be careful because a lot of folks, they name Jesus, but they don't obey Jesus. You know what I mean? They name God, but they don't obey God. You got to hear the word and do the word. Hear it and do it. Yeah. Hear and do. You got to pray and be practical. You know what I'm saying? You got to give and it shall be given. When you give, that equals help. When you help, that equals meeting true needs. See how you display this thing? When you can tune in with us, all my folks know me that know me, man. Y'all know good and well. You know what I'm saying? It's the Christ that's in me. And that y'all know that it be all love. Because we do this thing. We help folks. We meet true needs. And we pray for people. You know what I'm saying? Over here in this kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, when you hear the word, you got to do the word. So, and you be practical. You give, and it shall be given. That's what we have to do. When you give, that means you helping somebody. You know what I'm saying? Helping me, that's equal to meeting true needs, man. Yeah, there's a lot of folks in need. And then, believe it or not, yeah, you walk with God, you can help some of these people in need. You know what I mean? That's what Jesus do. Don't just say, God bless you, and not bless people. Meet their needs, man. However God provides through you, however he do. You ain't always get nobody $100, $1 million, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what God say. You meet their needs like that. You know what I'm saying? But there's plenty of needs out there that need to be met, man. You know what I'm saying? So you meet their needs however God provides through you, because it's him that's doing it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Talking Jesus, but no action of Jesus. A form of godliness. You know what I'm saying? But the power is in action. You know what I'm saying? Let Jesus come back and find you doing his Father's will. You know what I'm saying? The power is in the action. You know what I'm saying? Love is the fulfillment of the whole law. That's what I say, man. You're helping folks. You meet people's needs, man. That's what love does. Yep, we up in here, man. Today's topic, seeing it but not displaying it. You know what I'm saying? Saying Jesus, but not displaying Jesus. Man, folks, y'all know how I go. Real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? We up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. We up in here, man. Right now, we about to jump into another song, man. Be back up in a minute, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Deuces.
Struggles bring your rain. I'm crying out, Lord, I just need. you more. Lord, I'm patiently just waiting for the things you have in store for me. Don't you see me down here crying now? I wanna know if you're still with me. Lord, I'm starting to doubt the prophecy, the dreams I had, the things you showed me.
Especially on this station. You know what I'm talking about?
saying it, but not displaying it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and jump back into it, man. Y'all know I keep them scriptures on deck, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Well, yeah. Let's see, right now we're going to go ahead and jump in. Let's go look at the book of Acts, man. Acts, we're going to look at Acts, the first chapter. Verse 8. You see, when we come before you, man, we're giving you these scriptures, giving them plain. We ain't come, when we come over here, man, you know, in the kingdom, the true kingdom of God, man, that goes for everybody who's a part of the kingdom of God. We don't make up stuff and just give you stuff. We coming from the word. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the word of God Almighty, man. This comes from God's mouth. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. You know what I mean? Let God be the truth. Let every man be the liar. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So Acts chapter number 1. Verse 8. It says, but you shall receive power. Mm-hmm. Who don't want to receive power, man? A lot of folks out here, the world messed up right now trying to chase power and chasing the wrong kind of power. See, this says you're going to get it. You shall receive power. And that's going to be coming from God Almighty. But check it out. Let's go. Acts 1 verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So you ain't got to do this by yourself. Ain't none of us going to be able to do this by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take the Lord's help and what he's already done. You know what I'm saying? He said it is finished back then. That nailed it, you know what I'm saying, putting the nail in the coffin right now. It is finished. He finished it back then. You know what I mean? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. So there's two things. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you're going to be a witness. You know what I mean? You shall be witnesses to me, this is Jesus speaking, in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You know what I mean? Thought they forgot about the Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Where is that? Jesus said, I even got even all the way to the end of the earth. And right now, I want to every mindset that says it, that speaking in tongues. Uh-oh, here we go. I ain't come here to make no friends. You know what I'm saying? I come here to do, please my Father. You know what I'm saying? According to Acts 1 and 8, we just read it. So to every mindset that says speaking in tongues is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, according to Acts verse 8, chapter 1, power and being witnesses for Christ is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we break this thing down real good. You know what I'm saying? You try the Spirit by the Spirit. That's how you know if it's true. And, you know, true followers, you'll know that they're true followers of Christ by the love that they show. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Patriot Greg. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homie MP, I believe he on the line too. What up, homie? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, Christian Chick that stopped by us. Guess everybody that's listening, man. Appreciate you. But we just looked at Acts 1-8. We talking about saying it, not displaying it now. So to every mindset that says speaking in tongues is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. See, people, they want to be deep. Speaking in tongues is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. According to Acts 1 and 8, power and being witnesses for Christ is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Now, if you can call in 714-202-9959, let me know. You know what I'm saying? And point out to the scripture that says the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you is speaking in tongues. Is in this verse. Show me in the Bible, because I just showed you Acts 1 and 8, where it says power and being witnesses for Jesus the Christ is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you look at verse 5, check this out. Verse 5 says, John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. I'm going to read it again. John the Baptist truly baptized with water. He did baptize with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You shall. There ain't no option. You know what I'm saying? You shall. When you follow Christ, okay, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? No matter how many days it takes. You know what I'm saying? No matter if it might happen initially. But then according to verse 5, I'm looking at the Bible. You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So people forget, you know what I mean, that the Holy Spirit still God. You know what I'm saying? He's still God. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. Those three equal one God. How can three equal one, man? See, that don't even make no sense. Watch this. You got a soul, a spirit, and a body, and that makes you one human being. Woo, when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. All right, so back to this. People act like you got to, you know, you get God and Jesus, but you got to do something extra for the Holy Spirit. What? Ain't all three of them God? You know what I'm saying? How I'm going to do what? Come on, man. Then the Bible already says that, it says about the Holy Spirit that that's a promise. And it's a promise from God, too. The promise. I'm going to go away. That's what Jesus said. He's going to send you a comforter. The promise. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We break this thing down, man. It's the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? So, speaking in tongues. Check this out. Here we go again. You want some more scriptures on this? Let's get it, man. Speaking in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Prophesying is a gift of the Holy Spirit, as well as interpreting tongues is a gift. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Even healing, like Jesus be doing through Benny Hinn. You know what I'm saying? Healing. Yeah, healing is real. He do it through his other folks. You know what I mean? True followers of the Christ. Yeah, he does it through that. Healing, like Jesus. You know what I'm saying? These are all gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things. See, now people be wanting to take evidence and things. They want to take, you know, God glory, but he ain't having it. Ain't no flesh gonna glory in his presence. It says, but one, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 11, we're looking at scriptures again. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one of us as he sees fit to do it. You can look this up. That's Acts 1 and 8, you know what I mean, and 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. The same Spirit, one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one as he wills. You know what I'm saying? This is all about God, man. It tripped me out how folks just be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Tripping. How you going to trip over a gift of the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah, I'm deep. Yeah, that's how I know I got the Holy Ghost living inside of me. That's religion, man. That's how I know. I called him until he spoke. I'm not saying that speaking in tongues ain't real. I'm just telling you that speaking in tongues ain't the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Doing the will of God and God being pleased with you, you know what I mean? And God talking to you, letting you know you get a prayer through all this stuff like that, that's evidence. You know what I'm saying? Power is in action. That's power and being a witness for Jesus the Christ. Going everywhere and telling folks about Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? Or letting them see the Jesus in you. But we don't just say it over here. We display it too. We hearers and doers of the word. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, how you going to be tripping? I'm speaking tongues. I ain't tripping because I prophesy. You know what I'm saying? And then Paul said, I wish that you all spoke with tongues. But then he said even more that you prophesy. So what in the word Bible these folks be read, man? He said, I wish you all, this all in the word of God. I wish that you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. Because when you speak with tongues, you're edifying yourself. When you're prophesying, you're edifying the church. Come on, man. Selfish people up in the church like that. You know what I'm saying? Naming Jesus, saying it, but not displaying Jesus. Ain't got no love for you. You know what I'm saying? I keep the commandments, but you don't even know how to love me. You too busy judging me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I keep all the commandments. Yeah, you breaking the most important one is love. You know what I'm saying? Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And love is action. You know what I mean? For sure, man. We up in here, man. I ain't making nothing up coming from this word of God. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. Shouts out. Much love to all those that listen, man. We appreciate you, man. We'll be on here every Saturday at 11 o'clock. Every Saturday. All you got to do is Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. we come up. I think we the first four links that come up when you Google search. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got nothing to do with Jay-Z and Jesus or Kanye meet Jesus. Nah. We when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. The real, the true rock. The rock. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the rock, man. Come on. You know, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. You know what I'm saying? He the rock. You know what I'm talking about? So when hip-hop meets the Christ, you know what I'm saying? We in affiliation with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Not no Jehovah, Jigger. You know what I'm saying? That one. Nah. We in affiliation with the true Christ. You know what I'm saying? When Kanye had his mind right, when he was, they say, I can't rap about Jesus, but he went against the grain and was representing Christ, not calling himself Jesus, not like he is now. Okay. I ain't coming here to get all to all that, but I ain't scared. We can get into it, you know what I'm saying, because I represent Jesus the Christ. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus the Christ. I ain't out here just doing this by myself. That's why I have no fear, because I got faith in God, man. I reverence God, you know what I'm saying, out here like this, man. So, yeah, got a bunch of faith. You know, I magnify the Lord, and when we magnify the Lord, it makes the devil look smaller, you know what I'm saying? He already defeated by my Lord and Savior, so what in the world I got to be afraid of the Illuminati or the Satanism? Why I got to be afraid of that when the devil already defeated, man? God, Jesus said, I show you who to be afraid of. Be afraid of the one. Don't be afraid of the one that can kill your body. He said, be afraid of the one that can kill your body, and then after that, you still got to face him, man. He still can throw you into hell or let you into heaven. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. Today's topic. Saying it, but not displaying it. You know what I'm saying? And love is how you display this thing. Love is how you display it. Love is when you show love, that's when people see Jesus. You know what I mean? Who can't be drawn with love? You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, man. So love is how you display Jesus. When you love somebody you love, love equals action, man. Loving God and loving people, that fulfills the law. Love is action. It ain't just saying it. A lot of folks want to say that. I love you. What do you? You know what I mean? Show me. Actions speak louder than words. We all hear this. We'll be looking over it. You know what I'm saying? Love is action. Loving God, loving people, that fulfills the whole law, man. You ain't got, ain't about being perfect or what I can't do, what I don't do, whatever. I ain't about that, what I don't do no more. You know what I'm saying? It's about love. God will straighten you out. If you don't like something you're doing, he'll let you know. You ain't got to, oh, I can't come to God because I still do this. What? God know everything about you. Yeah, I'm going to tell you like that. God know more than you know about yourself, because you can't tell me how many strands of hair on your head, but I bet you God could tell you. I don't know how many locks I got on my head, but he know how many strands it took to make them locks on my head. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So when you love God with your all, and you love people like God, that's when Jesus is displayed. When you love God with your all, and you love people like God, that's when people see Jesus. That's when Jesus is on display through you. It's not you being good, but it's him being shown through you. He's the one that draws. If he don't draw, you can't draw him. I don't care what kind of methods you come up with. You know what I'm saying? If his spirit don't draw the people to him, you cannot do it. That goes for all humans, myself included. Jesus will be displayed through you. God is love. Grace is him reaching down to us to save us. That's what grace is, him reaching down to us to save us. Not what I could do to be on his side. What I got to do? Yeah, receive Christ. It's simple as that. Follow Christ. Take up your cross, follow him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Receive him and follow him. That's what we do. But, yeah, grace is God reaching down to us to save us, standing in your place, taking your punishment. Imagine that. That's grace now, standing in your place, taking your punishment. Yeah, he ain't weak because he went through all that and got beat and all that. He's taking your place because that should happen to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, God's wrath. He taking that so you won't have to take it. Grace. Mm-hmm. So that you could overcome and be back right side up with him. Yeah, the world upside down because the world don't have Jesus. But guess what? God loved the world. You know what I mean? God loved the world, but the world rejected Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But grace is God reaching down to us to save us, standing in your place, taking your punishment. You know what I mean? That's grace. Taking your punishment, yeah, so that you could overcome. Yeah, give you power too, see there? Taking your punishment, then gonna rebirth, renew your mind with the word of God. I'm telling you, this word is real, man, so that you could overcome and be back right side up with him. Right side up. He created us all upright. We the ones thought out many different schemes, you know what I'm saying? For sure, man, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all that's listening right now. We're going to get into another song, man. And we'll be right back in a minute. Deuces.
Let thy will be done.
None like you.
There's none like you.
Without you, there's not much to do. I give my heart, my mind to you.
With you, I'll make it through
those lonely days. At times I can't even see them die, but I will not give up the fight.
Because I am redeemed.
Jesus,
I love
no one,
no one,
no one who
no
cares,
one
this,
cares
way for me.
This way for me.
You were born in a manger,
gave me a second,
chance. Jesus, no one,
no one,
no one who cares this way for me. You were born in a manger,
became a second chance.
That's why I love you so. Yeah,
love you so,
love you so,
love you so,
yes, Lord,
love you so,
You came and died for me. I love you so. Yes, I love you so. You made me whole. I love you so. Yes, I do. Your holy name. Just want to tell you I love you. I love you. You sent your son to die for me. He came to set the captives free. Just want to tell you I love you. I love you. For sending your son.
Lord, send your Holy Spirit here. Because of you, I'll have no fear. To you, I'll use my voice to sing. Glory, hallelujah.
And when my work on earth is done, I know that I'm already one. You are the Father.
Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. We truly pray that this broadcast is touching your heart, you know what I mean, and drawing you closer to the God of all gods, man. Our Creator, and you get to know Him as Father. See, everybody, everything, even demons know Him as God, and they tremble. But then you get to know Him as Father because you're a human being, and Jesus died for you. You know what I mean? God in Jesus. God coming to die for you because Jesus is 100% God. He's 100% man. You know what I'm saying? But he's 100% sinless. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. When hip-hop meets the Christ, today's topic, saying it but not displaying it. You know what I mean? They saying Jesus, but you can't see no Jesus in them, man. What the world going on? Running folks off from the church. You make folk want to know. People wanted to be around Jesus. The only people that did not want to be around Jesus is those religious folks that thought they was already clean. You know what I'm saying? But folks that knew they needed help and they knew that this the one that could help them, they was going to him. They wanted to be around him. So folks be doing the same thing. They need help. They go to church, but then they get the church tearing and throwing stones, the church throwing stones at them. Because the church doesn't kick Jesus out and let Satan in. Uh-oh, is this thing on? Hold on. Hey, can you hear me? Hey. Yes, I said it. The church doesn't kick Jesus out and let Satan be up in that thing, man. I know Satan's slick, man. He's serpent, man. He's slick. You know what I mean? Christ ain't slick. Jesus tell you how it is, man. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the light. You know what I'm saying? Satan come in there and make you compromise. Well, listen, do this. You see how they're calling your name? How about this money? You can get, you know, they listen to you. They hang on your every word. If you tell them to give you money, an offering, if you take up five offerings, in the spirit, if you take up five offerings, do you know how much money you can get? And they listen to Satan, and Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. He's still a small voice. He there. He ain't going to change. But they start listening to Satan because he make it appeal to them. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to make the gospel appealing. If the gospel don't appeal to you, that's your fault. You know what I'm saying? God the one that created all us, man. I got to make this appealing to you. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. God is who he is, man. We always think like God got to prove something to us, man. If you, Jesus, get off the cross. If God was real, why he let all these babies suffer? Come on, man. Leave him out of everything, but blame him for everything. What in the world? The boy Oasis, tell him. I better go tell him. Oasis over there going off like he do on Saturdays. Do this every day. Yes, sir. Today's topic, man. Woe man, children, saying it but not displaying it. Hey, I want to take time to promote last week's broadcast, Carried or Buried. Man, y'all check that one out, too. Carried or Buried. Carried away by angels or just buried in the ground. What you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't resting in peace. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic, though, saying it, but not displaying it. Looking at how most Christians say Jesus, but don't display Jesus. They're not even Christians, man. You know, folks, I love the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But you don't see no evidence nowhere. Not that, you know, it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? But you'll know, you know what I'm saying? God is so distinctive that you'll know when he's talking talking to you or what have you through an individual or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know God. God know how to communicate with you. You know what I'm saying? But most Christians say Jesus but don't display Jesus, meaning they don't have the actions or activities of God being shown through them by his spirit. And what we doing right now, man, I'm doing right now, man, just recapping the broadcast for those that may have just tuned in or what have you. You know what I'm saying? For those that may have tuned in or missed, you know what I mean, part of it or what have you. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we're just recapping it, man. So, yeah, saying Jesus but don't have no actions or activities of God being shown through them by his spirit. You know what I'm saying? They do things like pray for people but won't give them their last $5 out of their pocket to get a meal. You know what I'm saying? Among many other things that they do. You know what I'm saying? That's just one little example. You know what I'm saying? Pray for you, but I got to go. I need help. Well, I'm going to pray for you. Come on, man. Prayer works, yes. By all means, you pray for that person and tell that person to pray for themselves. Yeah, most definitely pray. You know what I mean? However, you cannot leave out meeting their needs when you got it to do that. You know what I mean? Let God do touch your heart, and then you, once he touch your heart, you do what he tell you to do, and you can touch somebody else that's actually in need. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You'll love somebody to help you. Somebody had to help you before. Now you can be the answer to somebody's prayer. They've been praying to God. You show up. God touch your heart. Meet the need. You know what I'm talking about? Don't just pray and hold back. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Praying for a ride is raining. You know what I mean? You ride by in your heated car. You know what I'm saying? Dry leather seats. You know what I'm saying? Everything. You just ride by. And might splash a puddle on them, huh? What? Why you can't just pull over, pick them up? Come on, get in, bro. I'll get you a ride somewhere. Come on, get in, sister. I'll get you a ride. What you need? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you never know. They could have just been praying. Lord, we just send somebody to pick me up. I'm about to be late for the interview. I need this job. You don't know what in the world. You know what I mean? God actually meets people's needs through people. He don't need us, but he does work through us. You know what I'm saying? God is all, he God by himself, man. You know what I'm saying? All right. So we were looking at how, you know, a lot of folks that's naming Jesus ain't going to heaven, man. They not on their way to heaven. You know what I mean? They naming them. You know, they know the scriptures, but they don't know Jesus, man. They know scriptures and where it can be found at and know the law, but they don't know the Lord. We're going to do that, the law or the Lord. We're going to do that one. Do you respect the law more or you respect the Lord more? Mm-hmm. But yeah, they know scriptures, but they don't know Jesus, the Lord of the scriptures. See, this ain't over here. This ain't about knowledge. In the kingdom, it's not about knowledge, but it is about knowing God. Knowing God. You can Google search and get a whole bunch of knowledge. YouTube, you get it's exposure on the internet. You get a whole bunch of knowledge, but you can't. How about you get to know God? You know what I mean? Can you know God through the internet? Yeah, I mean, okay, I guess you can if you're looking up scriptures, if you're pulling up the Bible on the internet like you pull up anything else. HolyBible.com, I'm going to shout that out. I like that. HolyBible.com, that's a great website. You know what I mean? Had to plug that. Give me some encouragement, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, saying it, not displaying it. They say it with their mouth, but they have no heart to match it because they make the commandment of God non-effective by doing what men say, esteeming what men say as higher than what God say. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of folks scared of the police, but then walk around here and live and do whatever like God ain't watching. You know? I mean, come on, man. We all got to give account to God, even the police. Yeah, even the government, the ones who running it, yeah, yeah. We all got to give account to God. The devil got to answer to God. The demons got to answer to God. Angels got to answer to God. Humans got to answer to God. You got to answer to God. I got to answer to God. We all got to answer. Come on, man. We all got to. And then we looked at, today we also looked at the scriptures for the day was Matthew the 15. I got one more, too. Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. Matthew the 15, chapter, verse 8 and 9. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 7. You know what I mean? We looked at Acts 1 and 8 as well. Acts 1 and 8, you know what I mean? I also warned you to be careful of a lot of folks that name Jesus, and when you go to the church to get help and then they run you off, don't blame Jesus, though. Don't blame God. You know what I mean? I've been hurt myself. I'm a follower of Christ, been to churches and been hurt by church because I don't wear the suit and the tie. I still look like my regular old self, you know what I'm saying? I choose not to, you know what I'm saying? I will wear, but I still, you know, God, he didn't take away my style. He just brought him through me, you know what I'm talking about? He didn't change my style up, you know what I'm saying? So if I like wearing T-shirts and jeans, you know what I'm saying, and sneakers or boots or whatever, man, let me do my thug filler, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? My heart real before God, though. I am not my clothes. Be careful. A lot of folks name Jesus, but they don't obey him. You know what I mean? You got to hear the word and you got to do the word. You got to pray and be practical. You got to give and it shall be given. Give. That equals help. Help equals meeting true needs. That's what Jesus do. Meet true needs. He helps folks. Don't just say God bless you and not bless people. Come on, man. God blesses you to be a blessing. If he made you rich, then that's for you to help others. Not for you to just be the freshest and get the finest things or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't the finest things, because what we have, what we hold in high esteem as humans, God looking at it like, man, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. What we hold in the high esteem, that's an abomination to him. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus meets people's needs. You know what I'm saying? So you meet people's needs however God provides through you, man, however he do it through you. You could just say a word sometimes. You might not even have to reach in your pocket. You could say a word. You know what I mean? Everything going to be all right. God told me to tell you. Everything going to be all right for the children of the followers of Christ. We know all things work together for our good. You know what I'm saying? So meet the people's needs however God do it through you. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Jesus, man, and they, you know, they talking about Jesus, but no action of Jesus. No God, a form of godliness. Form of godliness, but they denying the power. The power is in action. You know what I mean? The power is in the action, man. You know what I mean? The actions of Christ. And that's what the book of Acts in the Bible, the book of Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts in the New Testament. That should be actions. You know what I'm saying? That's what Acts stands for, actions. The actions of God through the apostles. So hopefully I get some folks to go in there, you know, God again, you know, lead you to go in the Acts and look at what he was doing through regular human beings, man. We already know that Peter walked on water. You know what I'm saying? People be like, what would Jesus do? Well, I ain't Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Well, Jesus was walking on water and Peter was a regular man walking on water. You know what I'm saying? So what you going to do? You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We have been here. When hip-hop meets the Christ. And then we looked at Acts 1 and 8 and seen that, you know, shut this mindset down about speaking in tongues and being the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Acts 1 and 8, according to that, that says power and being witnesses for Christ is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me. You know what I'm saying? From here until the end of the earth. Come on, man. That's what he told us. The Great Commission is, you know, make disciples of all. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Yeah, woman. Yeah, children. We appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Right now we're going to, we also looked at what, 1 Corinthians? I'm going to make sure I give y'all all the scriptures. 1 Corinthians, that 12th chapter. That's real good. We looked at verse 11, but look at 1 Corinthians 12. You know what I'm saying? For more evidence. You know what I mean? I don't know why people tripping over the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. I prophesy then, shoot. But I'm not finna argue about that. That'll make me deeper. You know what I'm saying? Because I got one gift and you got two gifts. Or, you know what I'm saying? They all gifts of the Holy Spirit anyway. You know what I mean? So he can show up and use them at any one of us at any given time. You know what I'm saying? We belong to God. Yes, sir. So like I said, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, look at that very carefully. We looked at verse 11 and let it, you know, be known that one and the same Spirit is the one that works all these things, distributing to each one as he wills. And finally, we came down, and we're going to wrap it up with love is how you display Jesus. See, and displaying it. Yeah, love is how you display Jesus. Love equals action. Loving God and loving people fulfills the law. That's action, love. Yeah, you got to get outside yourself when you love somebody. And then not only that, Jesus said love your enemies. And y'all got to pray for your homie Oasis on that, because how in the world am I going to love my enemies? Can't do it by myself. I'm going to have to depend on God. You know what I'm saying? So love your enemies, man. You know what I mean? That's what Jesus told us to do. Y'all pray for Oasis that God will help me to love my enemies. Because, you know, we be wanting to, you know, get on our seat. But me, I, you slap me on one cheek, I turn the other cheek. But if you hit me again, then that's when you have a problem. You know what I'm saying? All right. And you might not even get to slap me and get away with it once. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. God know why I'm a front in front of people when God see everything that I do. He know my thoughts before they come in my head. Might as well be real. You know what I'm talking about? God is love. Grace is him reaching down to us to save us, standing in our place, taking our punishment. That's grace, taking our punishment so that we could be back right upside with him, back right side up. I'm sorry. We could be back right side up with God. The world is upside down. And the ones in Acts, man, they were referring to the followers of Christ in Acts as those that turn the world upside down. And, man, that's the kind of warriors that God still have on this earth to this day. We spread out, you know what I'm saying, hiding in between. But God going to bring us all together, you know what I'm saying? And that's what he's doing, man, through his Spirit anyway. You know what I'm saying? No matter where we are on his earth, you know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. We are God's children. You know what I mean? Real warriors. You know what I mean? Warriors in God's army. You know what I'm talking about? And patriots. You know what I'm saying? Soldiers, everything, man. You know what I mean? But we're going to end with this chapter. Let's go to Psalm 121. We're going to end with this chapter. Psalm chapter 121. And Psalms is one of my favorite books of the Bible, man. I stay in Psalms no matter where I am in life, no matter what I'm going through, no matter from, you know, up and down, whatever. Psalms, I stay in that, and I also stay in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know what I mean? You're going to catch me in one of them. I'm always staying in them because that's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's, you know, him and how he lived when he was on here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Psalms, they're just some beautiful things, man, beautiful poems about God, man, and his glory, man, and humans and his love towards us and stuff, man. So don't be afraid of the Bible. The Bible is God's book to us, man. That's his love letter to us. You know what I'm saying? No, you're not going to understand everything at first, but if you go to God with an honest heart and want to know the truth, as you continue to walk with him, he will unlock all the mysteries. You will understand the Bible. It's some stuff, you know what I mean, that I don't understand, but it takes his whole Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? To give me revelation, and that's what he do through all of us. So let's go to Psalm 121. And it says, the title that my Bible has for this chapter of Psalms 121 is God, the help of those who seek him. Mm-hmm. If you've been one of the ones that was saying it and not displaying it now, you can actually go to him for help. Because, you know, he is after you if you seek him. You know what I mean? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else that you want in life or what have you will be added to you. So God, the helper of those who seek him. Psalms 121, verse 1 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. I ain't got to call 911. I ain't got to go to the daughter of salvation, I'm going to get help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Now, if he sent you there, then that's still coming from him. You know what I'm talking about? He will not allow your foot to be moved. That's right. He going to keep you. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. See, you're not alone, man. You're not alone, women. You're not alone, children. You know what I'm saying? God is with us. You know what I'm saying? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm saying? About to jump into another song right quick on you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pay close attention to this. This is one of my favorite hip-hop artists doing this. You know what I mean? Can't put no title on the thing, but this is one of my favorite dudes that rap for God. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie Revolution, man. Revolution. Out of that Virginia, you know what I'm talking about? Much love to you from the ATL, homie. I'm about to play his song. It's called Satan, the Dust Eater. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We ain't glorifying Satan, we glorifying God. You know what I'm talking about? But it's the homie Revolution, man. Y'all check it out.
But I got it this time. The world is very evil now. 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 The world I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. Amen. The wicked game, and that's a shame. Never follow God's video. Have you sinned, and eventually you in hell one day. And there ain't no escape, and you got words to say. Struggling, striving, hoping I die. In the meantime, I'ma get mine. Everything'll be fine if you won't give it to Christ. I mean, see it if you want to, but personally, I never go against the Lord, and I don't want to. Come give your life to Christ, and there's no need to worry. I'm knowing evil on the rise. Keep it plotting on me, trying to hurt me. So I stop and start to pray, they come in flurries. No time for the Jezebel women. It wants to murder me, cause I've been there many times, time after time. But I'm thinking you can go with Christ, eternal life here. Cause Satan, you know we out of time, and he a foe, and he loves nobody. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. You know that. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan. I can bet they die. And I know they're looking for me. Make your song star. And I know they're looking for me. Make your song star. And I know they're looking for me. Make your song star. And I know they're looking for me. Make your. I'm taking a look and ain't it funny sometimes? My people slapping these rhymes. I get up and spit fire. You try, we not the same guy. I'ma live it with Jesus as my witness. You see, I spit for the better. I guess I just be willing to risk it. I'm in the kitchen, picture me laugh. You see, I'm doing my math. I drop the song and watch the demons run fast. Rapping on this level all day. Ain't no serpent in my way, and ain't no fear of the grave. We live safe. Evil play dirty, cause we out here human. We want a mansion in the heavens, and Satan can't stop it. I recommend you do pray for your soul.
living in darkness, and that's why.
I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die. It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel, y'all?
It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel, y'all?
It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel, y'all?
It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel,
y'all? It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel,
y'all? It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel,
y'all? It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel,
y'all? It's a prayer, won't you tell them how you feel,
y'all? Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little kids, y'all. Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little kids, y'all. And with Jesus, and with Jesus, and with Jesus, know we all gonna let me serve now.
Again, shout out, much love to the homie Revolution, man, out of Virginia, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. That's what it is. You're tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out, much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, saying it, but not displaying it. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, tuning in and riding with me. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. Because, you know, we're at the end of the broadcast, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm going to do now, since I still got a few more minutes on this thing, we're just going to read some scriptures of encouragement to you and play some music, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be out of here, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do this, the last 30 minutes of this broadcast, that's what we're going to do, you know what I mean? Just play some music, man, play some of that. If y'all like the music you hear, you know what I'm saying? We got this, the gospel, you know what I'm talking about? This for real, man, all for the glory of God. So we're going to read a few scriptures, man, and play a few songs. We're going to end like that, man. You know what I mean? For sure, man. So, yeah, man, right now I'm going to look at Psalms. Psalms 119. And that's the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalms 119, man. A bunch of scriptures in there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even if you was a novice or just picking up the Bible for the first time, that's a good place to start because Psalms 119 is all about God's word, you know what I mean? And there's some great, powerful things in that. You know what I mean? The whole Bible is powerful itself. You know what I mean? I'm just pointing out things that really, really will help you. You know what I mean? But, yeah. All right, so I'm going to look at Psalms 119. And verse, I'm going to start with verse 129. I told you, it's a lot of verses in Psalms 119. Longest chapter in the Bible. So now you know that in case somebody want to quiz you when you want to run across that question. What's the longest chapter in the Bible? Psalms 119. Yes, sir. For sure. So Psalm 119 verse 129 says, your testimonies are wonderful. Talk about God's testimonies. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. Look at that. Just letting his words enter into your heart going to give you light. It gives understanding to the simple. That's Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man. This is the word of God, y'all. Redeem me from the oppression of man, the oppression of humans, that I may keep your precepts, make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes because humans do not keep your law. You know what I mean? Man, it's something. You know what I mean? Rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright, right side up, upright are your judgments. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful, and they don't change no matter how man's laws may be changing and going against the word of God. God's testimonies and his commandments and his ways do not change. You know what I mean? Verse 138, Psalm 119 says, your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small and despised. Despisers of good. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. The righteousness of God's testimonies is everlasting. The righteousness of God's testimonies. His testimony is righteous. See what I'm saying? Is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. You want to understand? Yeah, help you understand. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, man. I want to go ahead and take this time out now to let everybody know that, you know, they got a bunch of different versions of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? The reason they have so many different versions of the Bible, man, God worked everything for the good. When he made everything, it was good. So the reason they got the Bible, the reason God let the, you know, different, so many different versions of the Bible, but they all say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's for all of us to understand it, though. You got to go out there and find a Bible that works for you. Find, you know what I mean, a holy Bible, the translation, should I say. The translation of, you know, of that Bible. They got the New King James Version. That's what I use. They got the old King James Version, you know what I'm saying? But the New King James Version is just without thou and thus and, you know what I mean? The Shakespearean stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's still saying the same thing. They got English, the English version, you know, the standard English, and, you know what I mean? They got so many different versions. Amplified version, I like that version too, you know what I mean? The New International Version of the Bible. So there's no excuse. People be saying, I can't understand the Bible. Shit. All you got to do is have a heart that want to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? And then God will be the one to help you understand his word. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we're up in here. We're about to go to another song. If I can find it. I'm about to find it, but, yeah. So appreciate it, man. Shouts out much love to all those that still tune in. We're going to come back. Like I said, we got a few more minutes, so we're going to have a few more verses, a couple more songs. We're going to be out waiting, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, you know what I'm saying? If I see you or not, God see you. You know what I'm saying? So you do this thing for him, all right? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis on the line, man. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, man. We'll be right back in a minute. Peace. Jumping up.
Somebody who can do me like Jesus can. I've never met nobody who will love me in spite of my transgression. He loves you, he died for you, he wants you. Now he's standing with his arms out wide to welcome you inside. He died so you will have eternal life.
Who told y'all God don't be jamming? You know what I'm talking about? Who told y'all that the songs that glorify God got to sound and be lame? Man, please. The devil can't make better music than the Lord. Come on, man. Come on. God created everything. You know what I'm saying? Even Lucifer was created by God. He was, you know, over the music. You know what I'm saying? But God is the creator of all, so how can... Anyway, whatever. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, saying it, but not displaying it. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm reading a few verses out of Psalms 119, you know what I mean, playing some songs of encouragement and everything like that, man. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm about to let you go, I promise you. I ain't going to be like the pastors and stuff. Be get over there. I'm coming, getting ready to close, and keep you in church another hour. For sure, man. But yeah, man, just want you to be very encouraged by the time you finish listening to this broadcast, you know what I'm saying? Don't want Satan to be able to take, you know, nothing from you. You know, have so much stuff in your heart from God, you know, so much of this word of God in your heart, even if the devil do come and try to steal it, he can't steal all of it. You still got some left over. When hip hop meets the Christ, man, so we crush the hate of Satan, man, and we glorify the Lord, you know what I mean? God Almighty, you know what I mean? So verse 145, let's look at it. Let's listen to it, what have you. Psalms 119, verse 145 says, I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, Lord. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning, and I cry for help. I hope in your word. See that? I hope in your word. Don't ever let your hope die. And that's what God does. Jesus don't never let your hope die. You know what I'm saying? He won't never let your hope die. He keeps you hopeful. Verse 148, my eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Might be wondering why you can't sleep. Man, I be tossing and turning. I can't sleep. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Go ahead and get up, meditate on God's word, talk to him. He's still up. You might can't sleep. You're going to toss and turn. You're going to spend another hour tossing and turning anyway. Might as well get on up, you know what I'm saying, and talk to the Father. Ask him what he is. Okay, what you need? I'm here. I'm available. I pick your word up. I get on my knees and pray. You know what I mean? Whatever you want me to do, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. His loving kindness, his justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law because they follow after wickedness. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. You want to know how close God is? Take a breath. The breath of life that he breathes into your nostrils. Yeah. Uh-huh. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. So it don't matter, you know, if people stop believing in God, it don't change who he is. It's not going to change what he already has founded and established forever. You know what I'm saying? He already going to be there. So whether they believe him or not, whether they make laws that go against his word or not, or whether they try to get rid of the word or not, he ain't going to be able to do it. He's still going to be here. He everlasting. You know what I'm saying? Verse 153 says, consider my affliction and deliver me. Talking to God now. He cares about you. Consider my affliction, O Lord. Consider my affliction and deliver me. Help me to overcome this. You know what I mean? For I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked. Salvation is your freedom, your overcoming power, all that packed up into salvation. You know what I'm saying? What Christ did for you on the cross, taking your place, taking your punishment so you can be acceptable to God, your Father. Salvation is far from the wicked, though, for they do not seek your statutes. They don't go after God. They don't want to hear about it. You know what I mean? Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies. Got plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? Many are my persecutors and my enemies. Yet I do not turn from your testimonies. You know what I mean? I do not turn from your testimonies. I keep my faith in you. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety, check this out, verse 160, Psalms 119. Very powerful, very, very powerful. Great verse here. That Psalms 119, verse 160, it says, the entirety of your word is truth, the whole word of God. We're taking no bits and pieces, but the Old Testament real, but the New Testament fake. Nah, the whole Bible. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures. The entirety of God's word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. You're going to get into another song. I'm going to come back one more time, give you two more stanzas of this, and then we're going to get out your way, man. Let you go. Want you to enjoy your great Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Know God going to bless you real good because y'all bless me for kicking it with me. You know what I'm saying? Listening, you know what I mean, to this word of God. All right, so I'm going to play another song. And I do pray, like I said, man, you take this time and talk to God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You talk to God for yourself, man. All right? Be right back. Hip Hop Meets Christ. talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. You know what I mean? Be born again, man. You know what I'm saying? Sound cliche, sound religious, whatever. But that's the truth of what you got to do. Be born again. You know what I mean? So if you're born twice, you die once. You face death only once if you're born twice. Born as a baby, then you're born again by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You only die once from this earth. You know what I'm saying? If you're only born once, you're born one time, you're going to die twice. Yeah, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're born as a baby and then you never get a relationship with God, you know, renew your relationship with God, none of that, get close to God or what have you, then, hey, you're going to face death on the earth, and after that, you're going to face eternal damnation, man. So, born twice, die once. Born once, die twice. All right? For sure. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm still reading and finishing up this few verses in Psalms 119. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. Y'all been a blessing to me just for tuning in. I appreciate everybody kicking it with me. My cousin on the line, too, Tony Ashley. What's up with you? You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Got this Christmas concert coming up next Saturday. I'm going to invite you over to broadcast. Come out there and sing, you and your mama. You know, you. I know it might be too late for your choir, but holler at me, though. You know what I'm saying? I get in contact with you. You get in contact with me or what have you. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we do got a Christmas concert coming up next Saturday at 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, to 10 o'clock, giving away free toys to the children. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man, it's going to be over there in Riverdale, man. Riverdale, I ain't even got my flyer with me. Good God, man. But I think it's 4089 Webb Road, 8049 Webb Road. But it's Anointed Visions of Hope on Webb Road in Riverdale, man, off of Highway 85, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing the concert over there, man, for the youngsters, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to get in contact with me to get more details. I'm sorry I don't have my flyer with me right now. I should have brought it. That's my fault. But email me when hip-hop meets the Christ at Hotmail, and I can get you more information if you're hearing this and want to come out there next Saturday, 5 o'clock in Riverdale, man. Email me at whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@hotmail. I like Oasis. Hey, man, I heard you say something about a concert. I want to get more details. You didn't have the address, so give me the whole address. You know, but it is over there on Webb Road in Riverdale. Anointed Vision of Hope. That's the church. It's behind that church. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a great time. You know what I mean? Doing it for the Lord, man. Representing Christ, man. Not no stamina. Representing Christ. Keeping Christ in Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Keep booting Santa Claus out. Okay, how about we kick Santa Claus out of Christmas and keep Jesus in Christmas? You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Let me get these verses. Y'all know Oasis be off the charts with it. You know what I'm talking about? I know God got my back, man. So Psalms 119, verse 161, it says, princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. This is what they doing to me. They persecuting me without a cause. And it's somebody that's high ranking. Persecuting me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word, God. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. I hate lying. I can't stand lying. But I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law. Look at that. You want peace? You need peace in your life? Great peace have those who love your law. There's a scripture in here that says he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. So great peace have those who love your law. You can't have peace if you got your mind on your problems. You're going to be worried. You'll get a headache. You'll get some gray hair. Okay. But great peace have those who love your law. And nothing causes them to stumble. Look at that. That's 165. Verse 165 from Psalms chapter 119. Great peace have those who love your law. And nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. And I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. He see everything. All my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Give me understanding according to your word. Don't lean to your own understanding. got to understand with the mind of God. You know what I mean? Look at his mind. It's not for him to think like us, but for us to think like him. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. So I got to say hallelujah, because you're the one teaching me. My tongue shall speak of your word. The teachers in school can't even teach like God teaches. You know what I'm talking about? My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. All your commandments are righteousness. He ain't telling you nothing wrong. Thou shall not. All your commandments are righteousness, though. Let your hand become my help. Look at that. We want to help you. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgments help me. He's going to help you now, his judgments. Verse 176, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. Come after your servant. For I do not forget your commandments. I still fear you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me go. Don't let me fall. And we're going to end with this verse right here. Okay? Revelation chapter number 21. One verse, Revelation chapter number 21, verse 4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Don't you want God to do that? Tired of crying, tired of going to do this. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. For the former things are going to pass away. And this ain't just talking about in heaven. This happens now. He wiped away your tears now. You know what I'm saying? Tell you, there ain't going to be no more death, no sorrow, crying in that new Jerusalem. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is when Hip Hop Meets Christ shouts out much love to all those that's listening. And Father, I pray right now that you'll touch each heart that's still on the line listening, that each through the archive that's going to listen. We pray that you'll bless them real good. You know what I mean? This is a Saturday for us that's listening live. So I pray that you will give us a great Saturday. You know what I'm saying? In spite of the weather conditions or whatever, what have you. Fill us with your presence, Father. Do, you know, show us some favor. Show us your presence today. You know what I mean? Touch everyone that's listening. Show them your presence today. And that you, you know, saw them. You appreciate them. I pray that you will prosper. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. See what I'm talking about? See what happened to you. Kicking it with your homie always, you know what I'm saying, when you're obeying God. God bless you, you know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So we'll be back next Saturday, though. Next Saturday at 11 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time. Now, I mean, for sure, man, I'll holler at you and continue to keep me in your prayers, man. All right? Deuces.
Interested in choppers, started breaking the law, so now I'm ducking these coppers. Who's really to blame? Is it me for these problems? But would I still be the same? I seen you be my mama. Pause, bring the comma. Tired of living in drama, and this ain't working no more. Not fighting it any longer. I'm gone, so I'm giving you deuces. My life is too crucial. Transition to newness from what I've been used to. They wanna see me fail, but I gotta prove it wrong. And I'm choosing not to quit, I've been fighting so long. Greatness is in my soul, it's all in my bones. Like you on third base and I'm bringing you home. MJ23 when I'm all in my zone. Trying to live right from the I've been feeling alone. trying to make a stand in my fresh J's, yeah. But I know it gets harder though. I gotta live with these past decisions that I made. So many thoughts on my mind, you don't even know. I was talking to my grandmother on yesterday. She told me how my cousin done been sentenced and get sent away. Wishing I can get away, jump off in a spaceship and touch the moon. Tired of the same tune, so I'ma catch another groove. Doing what I wanna do, I'm saying what I wanna say. When I feel I'm getting weak, I get off in my word and pray. Mayday, mayday, I'm feeling like there's something wrong. So I'ma watch this replay. I hope you kept the camera on. Yeah, I did a lot of wrong things to hunt me from my past. I'm really wishing it was gone. Then maybe what we have can last. Moving kinda fast, but had to slow it down. Cause I've been out there in the deep, feeling like I'm about to drown. Last hoping, feeling so hopeless. I'ma be the player and let Christ do the coaching. Yeah, but please watch how you approach me. Cause I'm still under construction and some things are being broken.
Transition.